important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
All righty. Hello again, friends, and welcome to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, presented by our friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Simply visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, as today we're broadcasting live from our Bridgestone Golf Studios right here at Timber Creek Golf Club in beautiful Daphne, Alabama. Now sitting with me, well, we call him the Raging Cajun. He's the general manager and owner of Timber Creek Golf Club, my good friend, Mr. Rob Bradley. Rob, how you doing, brother?
Oh, Randy, I'll tell you what, I'm excited as always to be able to spend the hour with you and in the pre-show discussions. We've got a lot of really exciting things to talk about today.
Oh, my goodness. We have got so much for you today. Let me go ahead. There you go. Let me set the table for you as on the show, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, coming up in our next segment, one of our very good friends, Mr. Ray Schuessler. He is the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile, rated as number one or one of the best instructors in Alabama by Golf Digest. He will be on with us in the next segment with some great tips to help improve your game. We're going to talk about his plans for professional play this year, and we'll definitely talk national championship football with Ray, as he's a big Alabama fan.
Yes,
so we're
going to
definitely do that with him. That coming up in just a few moments. At the bottom of the hour, guess what? We're going to go to Indianapolis, Indiana. That's right. We'll talk golf, automobiles, and football with our buddy Mitch McConnell, getting set for the national championship again. We'll talk with him, get his thoughts. He had the opportunity to meet somebody very important, and we know he's big buddies with Coach Saban.
Yes.
But who won the Heisman Trophy this year? That's right, Bryce Young.
Oh,
so
yes.
Mitch got to hang out with his family a little
bit. How
exciting
is that?
So we'll talk about that coming up, no doubt. And then at 11:45, we're going to talk with our partner David Musial. He has got Golf for Dummies. We call him the Golf for Dummies Professor, and he always puts a theme song with a tip.
Yeah.
Okay, now here you go. You ready for the theme song coming from Van Halen today? And it's Cradle Will Rock. So that should be a pretty interesting tip that David's going to give us today. You know, it's great to have golf back. They are live from Hawaii. I'll have the leaderboard coming up for you. There were some records set yesterday. It's exciting to have golf back on, so we'll talk about that coming up in just a few moments. I'll get you caught up on the official World Golf Rankings presented by Rolex. And if you happen to watch the Century Tournament of Champions, you saw Bryson DeChambeau out there. Little something different with Bryson, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
He's not wearing that ivy cap that he always wears, the Ben Hogan ivy cap.
Yes.
He's going back to the traditional golf hat.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
saw that now that you say that.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him, and that didn't register, to be honest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's starting the 2022 campaign out wearing the regular golf hat. Let's see if he continues to do it. I told you we got some tips for you. Now, you're gonna love this one, all right? I've got a tip for you coming from Miguel Angel Jimenez on the low shot. You got to pay attention.
He's a character.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I had the opportunity to spend a little time with him a couple of years ago. Great guy. Really, really enjoyed it. But you definitely will want to hear this tip coming up. And we've got to talk football, right? The national championship, it happens tomorrow night between the Crimson Tide of Alabama and the Bulldogs of Georgia. We'll get some predictions. I've already got folks that have texted in their numbers.
Okay.
We'll talk about that.
I want to hear yours as well.
A lot
going on. I'm
going
to be interested to hear what you have to say.
I've got it, and I think I'm going to be pretty close.
Okay.
So we got a lot to wrap up in 1 hour, so you won't want to close your eyes or touch that dial because it's going to go by so very, very fast. By the way, today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and we want to thank all of our men and women who are serving or who have served wearing the blue. And, of course, we always always thank our military servicemen and women. We thank them for keeping us safe and being out there, as they say, on the wall for us.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Randy, I just want to echo what you're saying, and that is that society is so dependent upon our law enforcement and our military. And again, I'd just like to join you and say thank you. And then let everybody out there that is a first responder know that we do have a special for you here every day at Timber Creek Golf Club. It's $34.95, and that takes care of your greens fee and your card fee.
That's
our
nice.
Small way of just saying thank you for everything that you do.
As a matter of fact, what we're going to do today is we're going to give away some golf, all right? We're going to give away some bay time here. If this is your first time tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, and when we tell you we're out here at Timber Creek, there's a lot of reasons why. You're loaded out here in the restaurant right now. It's packed, but you've got something that is, well, quite frankly, there's no one else in the area that's got what you have out here on the range. You have 10 bays undercover with Top Tracer technology. And guys and gals, if you're looking to, if you know what Top Golf is, this is exactly what it is. A little bit different on the range because you can actually have, you got some short shots. You can play Pebble Beach. You can play different golf courses. You can practice. You can play Go Fish. There's a lot of things you can do. You can work on your game to get the distances. Everything you're looking for can happen right here at Timber Creek. And we invite you to come out and enjoy this, and we're going to give away some bay time today. So let me go ahead and give you the phone number so that you have it ready. It's going to be 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. That is how you will be able to win some free golf and some free bay time out here at Timber Creek. Certainly want to welcome all of our friends on board with us, listening in on great radio stations in Central Alabama. It's Fox Sports Central Alabama on 98.3 FM in Birmingham, Montgomery, Prattville, Auburn, Lake Martin, Sylacauga, that whole Central Alabama area. And if you're along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida, well, you've got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. And you can always keep us with you by getting the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's simple. It's free. It only takes seconds to upload. And or by installing the iHeartRadio app and search Radio Alabama. Thank you, and we appreciate you so much for sitting in with us today. All right. The brand new edition of our Lifestyle, Leisure, and Travel Golf Magazine, Southern Fairways, is out right now. The publisher, Joey Johnson, has done an outstanding job. Guys, you will want to go on and check this out. It seems like, you know, Rob, and Joey's been doing this a while, but it seems like every issue gets so much better, 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 better. It is really, really neat.
Yeah, I really appreciated the opportunity you showed me before we got on the show this morning. That is sleek. That is first class. Yeah. That is professional. It's interesting, and it's worth the time of your listeners to take some time and take a look at it.
Absolutely. You can go to just about any golf course and pick up the hard copy, or you can go to our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com. You can check out the digital version right there on our website. And while you're there, at southernfairwaysgolf.com, check out the tab that says deals. You'll be able to get golf at up to 50% off some of your favorite golf courses around the area. We have got a new podcast that we're going to do, a video podcast that's going to be happening soon. I'm very excited about this. You'll be able to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those social platforms, and right there at southernfairwaysgolf.com. Check it out. It is absolutely going to be really neat what we're going to do for sure. And let me mention real quick to be sure and get your Saturday mornings kicked off with the Prep Sports Report beginning at 8 a.m. each Saturday on the same stations. Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Lassiter, and I will be joining the PSR team in just a couple of weeks as we'll keep you up to date on everything happening in the prep sports world around the Gulf Coast and the state of Alabama. Excited to get on with those guys. It's going to be a ton of fun. We'll be talking a lot of football coming up. We'll talk, and it's all high school. Anything that's going on in high school, plus we're going to talk some professional stuff and SEC and all that.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I'm going to tune in for that. That'll be a lot of fun to listen to.
It really will be. It'll be a lot of fun. So we hope that you will join us for sure. This is the fastest hour in radio, so buckle up. You know what? We're going to take a time out here. And before I do that, let's go and do that. I'll come back.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll do that, all right? Hey, when we come back, I'll have your leaderboard update. Your official golf rankings are coming soon. And we will talk with Ray Schuessler, the director of instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. It happens next, right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. little Bruno Mars to bring us back right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Glad to have you on board with us as we're broadcasting live today from Timber Creek Golf Club in beautiful Daphne, Alabama. I am Randy Bergen, sitting in with me, the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek. We call him the Raging Cajun, the big guy, Mr. Rob Bradley. Glad to have you here with us, Rob.
I'll tell you what, Randy, as always, I greatly appreciate the opportunity to spend the time with you and spend time with your listeners. And I get a lot of feedback during the week after we do the shows. The listeners are enjoying what you're offering them, and you need to hear that every once in a while.
I appreciate that.
I get good feedback.
That's great. That's great. We appreciate everyone that tunes in, and we do. We've got a lot of folks all over the, not just the Gulf Coast, but certainly in Central Alabama as well. Hey, time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in. Well, this guy right here, let me just read some of the accolades, all right? Golf Digest Magazine has named Ray one of the best instructors in Alabama. PGA Gulf Coast Chapter Teacher of the Year 4 times. PGA Alabama Northwest Florida Section Player of the Year 4 times. PGA Alabama Northwest Florida Section Senior Player of the Year 4 times. PGA Alabama Northwest Florida Section Champion 2 times. He qualified and played in the 2017 PGA Senior Championship at Trump National. And Ray Schuessler is one of the most highly sought after golf instructors on the Gulf Coast. Ray's philosophy, well, it's very simple. Regardless of your skill level, his mission is to help guide each golfer to accomplish his or her individual goals and enjoy the challenge. Now, glad to have one of our big friends on. This guy right here, love him to death, Ray Schuessler, on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Ray, did I read that exactly the way you wrote it?
I'm going to hire you as my agent.
Man, I am. It has been a little while since we've had you on, Ray, and it's always fun to talk with you. And I know you got that. You have a tip or two for us, but I want to talk. I want to talk some instruction and what you're doing at the Country Club of Mobile. I know you're working with a lot of high school kids. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of high school. They're going to be kicking off here very, very soon. A tournament that we're all very familiar with. The first local event. It features like 15 outstanding teams from around the state. The David Miller Memorial, hosted by UMS Wright, and it's going to be at Lakewood Golf Club February the 21st and 22nd. And we'll go through that list here in just a little bit of all the schools that will be playing in it. But you work with a lot of high school golfers. Let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing with high school, the talent that you're seeing with high school golfers right now.
Well, Randy, first of all, thanks for having me on. It's been a while. Appreciate your kind comments. Nowadays, as we all know, I mean, look at the leaderboard in Hawaii right now. If you shoot 7 under 3 straight days, you find yourself 5 back of the leaders. So think about that. And, you know, and at the end of the day, you gotta have some distance. You know, you gotta have some horsepower. So that's one thing, you know, that years ago you weren't, you know, really focused on as much as you're focused on now. And, you know, you still got to wedge it and putt it. But if you don't have that horsepower these days, it's hard to compete as you try to, you know, get to the next levels in junior golf, college golf, whatever you're trying to do. It's just you've got to have it. So we're looking at that more than we used to. And, you know, the kids that are coming in, they're very eager to get better. You know, you're just trying to identify their weaknesses, make sure their strengths stay the same and get a little better. And that's really the goal. Everybody's a little different. You got to treat them individually and just kind of go from there. But it, you know, junior golf in this area, hats off to the Jimmy Green Tour, Jay Stubbs, the Alabama Junior Golf Association. A lot of great platforms now where junior golf is growing leaps and bounds. And I would hope Rob's seeing that at his facility.
I'll tell you what, Ray, it's good to hear from you, my friend. I hadn't seen you in a little while, so it's good to hear your voice and catch up with you. And, yes, Ray, I'll tell you what, the golf industry, as you know, is in it's segmented. And but the junior golf side of our industry is really flourishing. So I'm very optimistic about the future because you're right. The junior is really what's growing the fastest here at Timber Creek. And the talent base is just impressive. What I say is that high school now is like what college used to be. And you got to step it up or you're going to be left behind.
No doubt. No doubt. It's a world game now. It's not a, you know, a local game. It's a world game. It's not even a state game. And, you know, if you aspire to play some level of college golf, you better be ready because you got to put your big boy pants on, your big girl pants on, and get ready because the players are just getting better and better.
There's no question about it. We're visiting Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. You know, you were talking about distance, and that's what – and I guess a lot of the high school kids, that's what they see. They want to hit the ball further and all that. But whenever you look on the PGA Tour, and let's take, for example, a guy like Kevin Kisner, who is not hitting the ball that far, but he has got a great short game that keeps him in there. And I think he's like, what, T10 right now in Hawaii right now at the Century Tournament of Champions. But how that short game is so important. And I guess one of the guys that's got perhaps, in my opinion, one of the best short games out there right now is Justin Thomas, who he and John Rahm yesterday set a record. A course record of 61. Uh-huh. They're in Kapalua. But talk about how important it is from 150 yards in, because Ray, you're one of the absolute elite in that short game, and we've played golf together, and I'm like, I mean, this guy's just incredible with the short game. Talk about how important that is.
Well, I was lucky. I had a coach that emphasized it, and you know, I'm 5'7". I knew I was probably never going to hit it that far. You know, the equipment's different now. It's amazing how some of the smaller people can still hit it a long ways because they grew up with the bigger heads and the new equipment. You just swing at it off your feet and still make some kind of contact versus back in the day, if you didn't hit it right out of the sweet spot, you weren't going to get much out of the ball. So that being said, I mean, if you look at any skill level, if you think about, okay, you're going to hit 18 tee balls, right? You're going to hit X amount of approach shots, say, you know, take away the par fives or add them in. Say you got 18 approach shots, so that's 36 shots total. The rest of the shots, for the most part, are from 100 yards in. So 60%, 65% of your score is going to be based on how well you perform from 100 yards in. It's just a numbers game. So you've got to be proficient from 100 yards in. That, you know, it's a great benefit to hit it a long ways, but you still can't get it in the hole from 100 yards in, you're not gonna survive. I've said it before, probably on your show, that year, a couple of years ago during COVID when DeChambeau was busting it, he won the U.S. Open. You know, they talked about how far he was hitting it at the end of the rough, but the reason he won it was not that. It was that he was very, very good that week with his wedge and his putter. Yes, he was able to access the green from a shorter distance, but he was still, you know, at the top of the leaderboard in stats and strokes gained and from 100 yards in, including his putting. So you got to do that. I mean, that we're real big on that, coaching that. Where I'm fortunate to coach these days, and you've got to have the ability to get in the hole once you get in the scoring zone.
No, there's no doubt about that. No doubt about that for sure. We're visiting with Ray Schuessler, Director of Instruction at the Country Club of Mobile. Ray, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. I want you to, if you will, I want to talk some football, and I know we'll have to rush this here, but have you got maybe one tip for us as folks get ready to go out and play this week? It looks like it's going to be a pretty good week for golf. Have you got one tip for us?
If I could, I do this every day when I'm evaluating students and the golfers that come back. I'm a big believer. It's not necessarily a swing tip or a putting tip or a chipping tip. Just look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, what's my weakness? You know, you got to be brutally honest with yourself. Say, okay, where am I really weak? And if you say I got three weak areas, rank them. Work on your weaknesses, and you're going to get better. You know, just look yourself in the eye and say, okay, this is where I suck. I got to get better at this, and then you're going to get better. You know, you really got to do that. And I'm not sure a lot of people do that from time to time. So sorry if you were looking for a swing tip or something like that, but I think that's the best way to get better. Go hire a coach, evaluate your game, keep up with your stats, you'll find out, and then if you'll improve that, you're going to get better.
Well, there's no doubt that that is a great tip, and that's something we need. We always say you got to get another set of eyes. Get a local or your PGA teaching professional. Get him to get a set of eyes on you, see what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. All right, Ray, we got just a moment. Tomorrow night, national championship, Georgia and Alabama. It happens again. No, you're a big Alabama fan. Not real happy with that. With Alabama losing to Missouri yesterday in basketball, but they go into the half and they're up and then they lose by six. But okay, talk a little bit about that game tomorrow night. Can Alabama beat Georgia again for the second time in the same year?
Well, they obviously can. You know, Coach Smart's done a wonderful job with the Georgia program, and you know, sooner or later he's going to break through. Hopefully it's not going to be tomorrow night. I think it's going to be just a slobber knocker. It's going to be one heck of a game. I'm looking forward to it, and I just hope I wake up Tuesday morning on the right side of the column there. It should be exciting. I think anybody that says they know who's going to win that game is just not being honest with themselves. But you got the best quarterback, you got the best defensive player, and you got the best coach. So I like those odds there. But you know, Georgia's had a heck of a season, and they're looking themselves in the eye and say, "What are we going to do to change the result from last time they met?"
No doubt, it's going to be
one heck of a game.
Ray, thank you so much for taking time to be with us, and we'll be talking with you real soon. That's Ray Schuessler right there. Hold on, when we come back, we're going to visit with Mitch McConnell. We'll talk some more football, we'll talk some golf and automobiles as Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show rolls on from Timber Creek.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
And we thank you, Boom, for that introduction. The PGA Tour wraps up from Kapalua, Hawaii for the 2022 Century Tournament of Champions. What a beautiful, beautiful golf course with some outstanding scenery. Leading the way, the 28-year-old Aussie Cameron Smith and the Spaniard world number one John Rahm. They've got a 5-shot lead at 26 under. Some notables, Phil Mickelson, he's a T30 at 9 under. Another old guy who's a friend of the show, Stuart Sink, sits at 15 under, which is a T12 position. And Bryson DeChambeau, also a T12 at 15 under. For Rahm and Smith, this is the first event in PGA Tour history with two players at 26 under or better after 54 holes. Should be a great finish. Here's how you can watch it today. Beginning at 2 o'clock from 2 to 7 Central Time, you can hear it on Sirius XM. NBC will carry it from 3 to 5, and then you can flip over to the Golf Channel from 5 to 7 to finish it out. And the GCGA Tour cranks back up February the 12th and 13th for the two-man, two-day, two-course tournament. Go to GCGATour.com for more information. Come play with us, GCGATour.com. Come on, it's your tour. There you go. You're now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That is your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. All right, let's go back to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours, a guy that been waiting to talk to for a long time. Mitch McConnell, how you doing, brother?
Man, Randy, I'm doing great, and these elevators don't allow you to take phone calls, evidently. So I'm doing great. I'm out here in a beautiful, balmy, I don't think it's 5 degrees outside of Indianapolis. It's not exactly like Kapalua. I can tell you I've been there a few times, and those boys are enjoying better weather than these Alabama and Georgia players up here in Indy.
Well, that was one of the things I would do. We got to talk some football with you in just a moment, but I've got to ask you. I know you've been to Hawaii. Have you played? Have you played at where the Century of Tournament of Champions are playing?
Yeah, back with Mercedes, I got to go a couple times, and back when it was the Mercedes Championship, back when Ernie Els was shooting 26 under, and we thought that's the best anybody would ever do. But, that course, I think if you get to heaven one day, that's about what a golf course is going to look like other than Augusta National is Kapalua, because everywhere you look, you're just seeing beautiful sights that guys, the elevation changes out there are fascinating. And, you know, guys like John Rahm, Patrick Cantley, I guess if you make putts like Danny Spivey, it's Cameron Smith is who I think of when I watch Danny, except for the rat tail with the hair. But, yeah, I played Kapalua. I've been blessed. And it's a magical place when those guys win a tournament to get to go to start their year, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and it's fun to watch them. And I got to tell you, I kind of like the idea of being able to, you know, early evening, be able to watch live golf out there and looking at that scenery. I've never been to Hawaii, but I can only imagine how beautiful and how it's beautiful on TV. But being there's probably 10 times more, and watching these guys just rip apart this golf course is incredible. Cameron Smith, 26 under. Of course, John Rahm, 26 under. They are having fun out there. And you know, some of the old guys, like Phil Mickelson, he has not played in the Century Tournament of Champions since 2001. And just a couple of notes for you, all right, as we talk about them. Think about this, all right? Guys that have had two wins in the Century Tournament of Champions, and I don't remember Frank Beard, okay? But Beard, yeah, Don January, Gary Player, Lanny Watkins, Tom White, Tom Kite, Steve Elkington, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, those guys have got two wins. Jeff Ogilvy, Dustin Johnson, and Justin Thomas, they've got two wins. How about three wins in the Tournament of Champions? Gene Littler, Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, Stuart Appleby, and only one guy has five wins out there. You know who he is, the Golden Bear, okay? Jack Nicklaus with five wins. So it's fun for these guys to go out and play. They look forward to it, being able to take their family out to Hawaii. And why wouldn't you look forward to something like that? But, Rob, I know you got a little stat for us too.
Well, that's where I was just wondering, guys, do you think that 33-under Steve Stricker is going to be broken today? And, you know, that's the all-time record.
That was, back in 2009, I think.
Yep. And just throwing it out there, Mike Suchak, one of my buddies from Innisbrook, held it for 50 years.
Wow.
He had the four best rounds. But I think it's going to be broken Sunday.
Rob, today. I think that record is shaking in its boots as we speak. I mean, the way these guys are putting, too, I mean, let's not forget, you can knock it close to the hole. And back when I was playing better golf, I'd do that and rim out every putt. So these guys are putting at a level I don't even know how to believe it when I watch Cameron Smith putt. But, you know, John Rahm would be my betting favorite.
Yep.
You know, there's just some guys out there tearing it up. But you know what? They're staying at the Ritz-Carlton. They're not living a bad life right now, boys. But I think it's an exciting way to start the year, and I can't wait to watch what happens.
Well, I'll tell you, it will be a fun finish, no doubt about it. And I believe, quite frankly, that 7-under today is probably pretty gettable.
Yes.
Okay, whenever you look at John Rahm and Justin Thomas shooting 61, you know, that's, again, a couple of records here. That's a course record for their two guys. Again, Cameron Smith and John Rahm, 26-under. That's the best in 54 holes ever in a PGA Tour event. So, yeah, I think they're going to go pretty low today.
Randy,
if the wind stays down.
Rob, that Justin Thomas blew it up, Alabama player, obviously. So we're going to talk a little football in a second. But, you know, he breaks the course record, and he gets to hold it for, what, about 5 minutes. So John Rahm is 61. So it's a par 73 for the listeners who don't know that. So 61 is 12 under par. There's
that's incredible.
Old boys. And these
that's
guys
incredible.
Are so
I feel
good.
Bad for the plaque guy these
days. With Phil Mickelson winning the PGA, Tiger Woods obviously just pulling a Ben Hogan plus some and making a comeback and being on tour hopefully some this year. We don't know. Nobody knows if it'll be the British Open, the Masters, but I think Tiger Woods playing competitive golf. But these young guys are so doggone good. Then you got a guy like a Cameron Smith and, you know, Jordan Spieth, Spieth reemerging. I just take a look at pro golf, and I think it's in the best shape it's ever been.
Yeah, I don't think there's a question. And, look, you got like Daniel Berger. I mean, these guys, some of the names we hear all the time, but, you know, listen, it's in pretty good – keep your eye on Hideki Matsuyama, too. I mean, you know, he's the defending Masters champion. I like Hideki. I think he's going to do pretty well this year. But there's a lot of guys that are looking forward to this 2022 season, no doubt about it. As much as us fanatics of golf, we are looking forward, and this is a great way to start it. I don't think there's a question as we build toward that first major of the season, which we all know as the Masters. All right, visiting with Mitch McConnell, who is in Indianapolis, Indiana, getting set for the national championship between the Bulldogs of Georgia and the Crimson Tide of Alabama. They will match up again tomorrow night. and you are there. And listen, I know you're staying with the team and the hotel and all that. Tell me what the excitement level is. Tell me what Coach Saban is saying to the guys right now.
Well, by the nature of the players and coaches, you would think, Randy and Rob, that Alabama lost the SEC championship by 48 points. So I think the hardest thing in sports is to have to play the same thing twice in a year, you know, maybe be in a big golf rundown like we used to see with Phil and Tiger. But, you know, at the end of the day, the team atmosphere looks like these guys are mad, and for Alabama fans, that ought to excite them, because they really don't look like they're a team that's coming here to defend anything. The rankings don't matter. It's probably two of the more talented teams. And Randy, Rob, one of the neatest things is being a betting underdog again. And quite frankly, player to player, Kirby Smart may have the more talented team other than at quarterback. You know, and you look at maybe the best player on the field on defense is probably Will Anderson. Best player on offense, we have to say, is our Heisman winner, Bryce Young. But at the end of the day, I think the team – I was at the team hotel in 2011, Randy, and I asked Trent Richardson and Dante Hightower, were they ready to play LSU? And I was actually tying their ties, because Coach makes them wear a tie to the stadium, Coach Saban does. And they said, no, we're not ready to play LSU, Mitch. We're ready to kill LSU. And I think, you know, any chance of Alabama resting on its laurels from winning the first game is out the window. So Georgia's going to have to earn this one. I really believe that.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be a great matchup. We've got, you know, we've got some folks out there that have been putting in some predictions here, and I think I was looking at Joey Johnson, the publisher of a magazine. Right now, he's got Alabama 31, the Bulldogs 20, and I'll tell you, he's not far off of the number that I thought about, because the number that I'm thinking is going to be something like 33-27. That's the number I'm kind of thinking of. So, what's your prediction on that, Mitch?
Yeah, the biggest thing that I see as a – I'm not an unbiased football fan. I think everybody that knows me knows that. But I'm also a pretty humble Alabama guy, and I really realize that the best chance Alabama has to win this game is playing the kind of defense they played the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. And I've got a ton of respect for Stetson Bennett, a ton of respect. And I think they got maybe the best other player on the field is a guy named Brock Bowers, as we know, is a freshman that needs to go to the NFL immediately, Randy.
Right, but right, exactly.
You know, I see Alabama not scoring the kind of points they did the first game. They had a pick six that helped them. But I really see a 28-24-27 kind of game. I unfortunately, as Alabama guy, do not think it's going to be one where you're coasting to the finish line. I think this is going to be a run the football judiciously, but also, you know, throw it around. So if I'm thinking it's somewhere around 28-31 for Alabama, and I'm hoping that we can keep Georgia down to the 24-27 range. And I think it's going to be a dogfight, not to use a pun too much, but it's going to be a close game. But I do see Alabama being able to edge it out by somewhere between 6 to 7 points is my hope.
Well, there you go. And, I mean, hey, listen, it doesn't matter. I mean, unless you're betting this, if you just win by 1 point, okay, you're the winner. So that's kind of where I am. Just win. It doesn't matter how you do it.
Randy, I think field goals are going to matter more in this game than they have in a long time. And you know, Will Reichert, back when we used to look at Georgia's kicker, we have to remember in the second and 26th throw from Tua to Devontae Smith, who eventually won a Heisman last year. Guys, he had a 31-yard field goal, Alabama did. To win the game in regulation and to say it didn't come close, to be like missing a green from 90 yards out with a 56-degree wedge in your hand, you know, completely whiffing it. And, you know, Rodrigo makes a 51-yarder to go by 3 points. So I really do think field goals can play a thing. I think they're going to bracket Jameis Williams and really make it hard for him to have those big plays. So I think we're going to see some running the football, some stops in the red zone, and some field goals that are going to matter. And that's where I have some confidence in Alabama now that didn't used to have, that we got a field goal kicking at
Absolutely.
Least even if not an advantage. So it's going to be exciting. But I can tell you, Coach Saban, when he pulled off the plane in his jacket, he kind of reminded me of Kevin Costner's character in Yellowstone. He's not here to play around and to let Kirby beat him. Guys, I'll be honest, it's a little more personal for him to lose to Kirby than it would be to Jimbo Fisher.
Sure.
It just is. So yeah. His focus is paramount. His players, the young players, Bryce Young, Will Anderson, these guys are leaders, and I just think that it's going to be a showdown for the ages. I really do, and I hope for college football that it is.
Well, there's no doubt. You mentioned Devontae Smith. I'm going to be in his hometown, Amite, Louisiana, at the end of the month. I got to do a presentation over there, so kind of excited to do that. Mitch, we have got 15 seconds left here. Real quick, what is happening at McConnell Automotive?
Well, one more prediction. I'm predicting Herschel Bolden to have a Hunter Renfro kind of game. I think he's going to be a key player. Talking to him, I said, you do realize you need to catch two touchdown passes, not one, and he laughed. But, you know, at the dealership, Randy, we actually have some inventory GMC dealers around the country don't have. We got a couple of Yukons and a Yukon XL. So I just am excited that right now it's all about availability. You can want a truck or a car or an SUV, and dealers tell you you're waiting 3 months, and at McConnell we've been blessed. So people just go to McConnellAutomotive.com, and we've got a couple AT4 pickup trucks that are coming in. That's what excites us, is to be able to help our customers get
sure.
cars quicker than other dealers and at better prices.
Mitch, I tell you, always fun to hang out with you. I know you're going to have a great time. You got to hang out with Bryce Young's family yesterday. So good luck. We're rooting for Alabama. And we're going to have a Georgia Bulldog on in just a few moments. Mitch McConnell in Indianapolis,
Robin,
Indiana.
Listen, nobody's playing golf up here in Indy, boys, so let's watch it on TV. Watch those Capitol Hill guys. And watch
go get warm. Yeah, go get warm. All right, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, more Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Hey everyone, it's Dan at Golf Carts Plus. It's time for Golf for Dummies with David Musil.
Take it away, D. Take it away, D. All yours. All right, time for our Golf for Dummies with David Musil. David, take it away.
You start the process. Even if your child is 3, 4, or 5 years old and their attention span can hold for 30 minutes, you can get them started with a PGA professional that has the patience to start with them. Most junior golf programs start at age 9, and some kids can handle it at age 8 if they have a real interest in the game. So when do they need to start using the interlock grip or overlap grip? What's best for my child? Where should I start? Well, the hands and fingers of a child are small, and they will grow at different times in their life. Most juniors ages 4 to 8 will start with a 10-finger baseball grip and then evolve to an interlock grip somewhere after this point based on their size and their growth. There's not a static age or size, and it's up to the PGA professional to assist with this process to help to get the best feel and results. Many of the junior golf programs and junior leagues will start in March, and it's a good idea to get started now to look for a golf professional and a golf program in your area that will help you get your junior golfer going. Safety, fun, and not getting too complicated is the first goal for kids. So let's get our kids in a good junior program this year and learn the game from an early age, and you will be glad you did. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
David, I am sorry that we missed the first part of that. We were obviously having some problems pushing some buttons, but that sounded like it was a good tip. So I really appreciate that, Rob, and I know you do as
yeah,
well.
Absolutely.
As David Musial.
Get them started.
Well, that's the whole thing. You get your junior out there right now, you get them to love this game that we all love so much, and it's something they could do for the rest of their life. And if they're having fun with it, they want to do more and more. There is absolutely no question about it. As we're visiting with David Musial, the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama. David, I know golf is – you're staying busy down there, a lot of golf going on. But tomorrow night – and I'm going to turn and we're going to talk a little football again with you real quick because I've got your prediction here, all right? We're going to talk about your prediction in just a second. But, Philip, Charlie, get ready. We're going to give away a five-pack right now. We'll take the third phone call at 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. You'll get a five-pack to Glen Lakes. You and four of your golf buddies go out there and enjoy. And coming up in just a few, we've got – another giveaway here at Timber Creek. But let's talk about your prediction. You've got it 33-32, the University of Georgia.
Well, what's good, the way that Georgia can win this game is if they can slow down Bryce Young, and I know that's a tall task. They've got to get to him quicker. They've got to find a way to do it. And then also the next key is how they're going to be able to stop Brian Robinson, because as soon as they start coming hard on Bryce, it's coming to the running game with Brian Robinson. It's going to be a tough game for Georgia. There's without a doubt. You saw some different things that Alabama did against Cincinnati with almost some little option looks as far as with some run-pass options with Bryce and with the backs behind them. And I think that there's some way that Kirby's going to have to figure out to be able to slow them down. He may not be able to do it. But I think that the deal breaker is going to be in this, is James Cook is going to score two touchdowns. You're going to see him in different looks in the backfield with Georgia. You're going to see him split out some, and he can take it and go with it. I think that they're going to be able to score on Alabama. Don't think there's any doubt about it that there's weaknesses in that defense. I look for McConkey, Brock Bowers, the tight ends, to play a big game, and I think it's just going to come down to the wire. But it's going to be a tough one for Georgia. I'm hoping they can pull it out, and Alabama's a great team. They're going to have to do everything they can to be able to do it.
David, I tell you, you have broke it down. So that is it's going to be fun. Listen, it always is, but I do think that I'm going to kind of debate you just a little bit. I believe as much as Kirby Smart is going to have that Georgia Bulldog team ready, Saban's going to have that Alabama team ready just a little bit more. Now, we talked about the predictions.
I have Georgia giving up 32 points with my 33-32. I don't think they're going to stop them. I think that they're just going to have to slow them down just enough.
Well, it kind of goes back to what Mitch said. I think special teams is going to play very important in this ball game. I don't think there's a question on that, okay? Field goal kickers are going to be very important. That punt team, that kickoff team, the special team is going to be very important in the win for either of those teams tomorrow night. But it should be a lot of fun either way we go. We're going to have you back on next week to talk about whatever happens.
I'll give another because
I know you're a big dolphin.
The 60 and wins this tournament, Hawaii.
That'd be awesome. Hey, listen, we want to encourage you. Go by and see David out at Glen Lake. Set up a tee time 251-955-1220. Congratulations to Danny Oswalt of Spanish Fort. You get that 5-pack to Glen Lakes. Hey, David, as always, brother, thank you. I'm looking forward to talking with you again. It should be a good ball game tomorrow night, and appreciate you taking time to be with us.
I appreciate you having me on. All our listeners out there, get out and play some golf. Thank you.
There you go.
David Musial.
Yeah. And if you recognize, if this is your first time listening and you recognize you're a big baseball fan, you recognize the last name of Musial, that's right. Stan the Man Musial is his great uncle.
That's so cool.
Okay. So he got to play a lot of golf with him. Some great stories, no doubt about it.
It sounds like the consensus is that everybody agrees it's going to be a close game and it's going to come down to a field goal.
Yeah.
So that seems like the consensus. And then it's just whether you think Alabama's going to kick that field goal or you think Georgia's going to kick the field goal.
We're going to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. All right. Hey, give it away. Here's what we're going to do right now. We're going to take the third phone call, 251-343-0106. 251-343-0106. You're going to get?
Let's do two bays.
Two bays. 1 hour, two bays. All right. Here's a tip for you from Miguel Angel Jimenez on hitting the low shot.
The first thing you have to do to hit a low shot is take a spin out of the ball. And we're going to do that, is that to hit 100%, we're going to make 90% of the speed of our swing. Like this, we're going to give a little less revolution on the ball, no? But the main thing is, as you see here, with a normal position, we don't want to send the position of the ball. The only thing we're going to do is drip a little bit, one finger short of the club, and bring your right foot to the left foot, little bit. Narrow your stance a little bit. Like that, you will going to be more in front of the ball all the time. And the swing is going to be more direct to the ball, obviously more longer through the ball, and then allow you to hit the ball low. Make it simple. Don't put the ball back on your stance. No. That's it. You're changing the lines and everything, no? The only thing is, from normal position, just grip a little shorter, a little closer, your right foot to the left foot, and swing the club. Normal position, a little shorter, right foot close to the left foot, and now, carnasty shot. Yeah, that ball in one of the links courses, that ball probably gonna fly like 30 or 40 yards short, but it's gonna run like another 40 or 50 yards. I'm gonna make the same distance.
All right, Rob, you got to dissect that that hitting the low shot with Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Yes, that was very interesting and fun to hear.
Yeah.
And the bottom line to it was that if you capture what he said, was that he's going to take the backswing a little shorter. Okay, so you're not going to necessarily get into the second lever of the swing so much, which is going to – that changes the angle of attack. If you get longer, you're going to get deeper in attack. That's going to make it go higher. So he's just going to go shorter, keep the angle of attack low. That makes the ball flight go low. And
one thing he said there, too, yeah. is instead of – because a lot of folks say I want to hit a low shot, so they move the ball back in their stance.
Yeah.
He said instead of doing that, keep the same ball position, but if you're a right-handed golfer, move that right foot in just a little bit, okay?
Yes. Which I think equates to the same, doesn't it?
It should.
Yeah, it should. In other words, if you bring the ball position back or you bring your right foot closer to the ball, I think the end result's the same. And the other key thing that he said was to make sure that you extend down the target line. So that you want to make sure that you're low going backswing and then go low on the follow through. So low back, low through,
sure.
low ball.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Good stuff, no doubt. Hey, let me say congratulations to Marcia Hicks of Foley. You get the two bays, 1 hour in each bay.
Wow.
Here at Timber Creek.
Fantastic.
For that top tracer technology. Yeah, absolutely going to love it.
Yep.
No question about that at all. Should be. You should have a lot
and
of
food
fun.
Beverage service down there.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That'd
yeah.
be a lot of fun. Hey, you know what? I've been asked about sponsorship of the show, and
yeah.
I've had a lot of folks ask me, and I'm going to be doing something real neat, some real neat things this year in 2022. One of those will be the podcast that I'm really excited about, and I'm looking for a few partners, as a matter of fact, to join our list of already awesome sponsors that we currently have. So if you're looking for some great exposure and a way to get your message out about your business, why don't you send me an email at randy@southernfairwaysgolf.com, either myself for one of our professionals. We'll get right back to you. 2022 is going to be fantastic. Be a part of this awesome team. Email me, randy@southernfairwaysgolf.com. Let me say that we've got a great sponsor in a guy by the name of Adam Weldon with Adam's Jewelry and Pawn. Talked to him last night. By the way, if you want to know what he looks like, go to our magazine, southernfairwaysgolf.com. Pull out the digital version. Go to page 29.
There's great
third.
Guy.
But, man, you got gold, silver, diamonds, it doesn't matter. He is going
to
take
Turn
care of you.
Turn it into cash, baby.
Turn it into hard, cold cash. Rob, as always, it is
it's
fun
a pleasure,
to hang out,
Randy.
Man.
Thank you so much.
Fun to hang out here. Folks, come see Rob out here at Timber Creek. And, hey, it's going to be a great finish in Hawaii. Turn it on at 2 o'clock. They'll be teeing it up. All right. For the whole staff here at Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, I'm Randy Bergen. Remember, let's say a prayer. God bless America. We'll see you next week. I'll be in Orlando coming to you live. Until then, have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.